Families of the victims of the Weambilla ambush say they're disappointed by the coroner's recommendations, fearing they fall short of preventing another tragedy. The findings, handed down after a five-week inquest into the 2022 attack, which killed two police officers and a neighbour, concluded the attackers were driven by a shared delusional disorder and were intent on killing and dying. But Coroner Terry Ryan said it was not possible to conclude the Trains committed a terrorist act, adding the current definition of terrorism is narrow. He said their radicalised beliefs and online activity went largely unnoticed by authorities and recommended improvements to policing, threat assessment and information sharing. But relatives, including Constable Rachel McCrow's mother Judy, say they need time to absorb this report and remain concerned their calls for stronger reforms have not been fully heeded.
From the outset, we've stressed any coronial recommendation must prevent a tragedy like this happening again. And we are initially disappointed with the coronial recommendations. But we need time to read, process and respond to the findings and ensure that as families, our concerns and issues that were raised during this process have been listened to and respected.